Tim and Tafim Zion. We're holding in the Hagor Chrisif Hay. Page Chof Hay. Yeah. Bidi Evan.
Chof Hay?
Page Chof Hay, yeah. Bidi Evan. Here. And the Hakra Be'elu. That which we said until now, which is at the Minigas Machmer. So these things which we said the Minigas Machmer, so Bidi Evan, we're going to be mad to them. Didn't say all the Minigas Machmer Chachila. We don't need Kavinas, Dogim, Basa Yavesh, if they weren't. Which the salt was used to process them wasn't checked. So in a situation where we Bidi Evan that you already cooked them into food, so you can eat them on Pesach. Okay, so you don't have another option. In the case where you had fat which is melted down in Kli Chometz, over there it's Asa Medina. If you weren't careful that there shouldn't be Chometz mixed in, so you have to consider that maybe there was Chometz there and you can't eat it. Or in a case where if they were careful not to use, it's a problem, you can't use them even with the Yavid, if you weren't careful from Chometz, or that you didn't cook them in Kli Chometz, which were B'nai Yoyma. We do that part of the Mishnah, I think we're at, right?
Nandal, right.
So I think we only did the Ramah on that idiot. We didn't do the Ramah that's referring to either. So in a case where a person cooked this fat in the Kli Chometz, see if the Kli Chometz was either they were not careful to see what else was mixed in there, and if they were not, or if they were not careful to make sure that the Kli wasn't a Ben Yomai, so then you have a problem. If the Kli is a Ben Yomai, or there was possibly Chometz mixed in, it's a problem. If you're careful, there shouldn't be a Ben Yomai, and there's no Chometz mixed in, then it's not a problem. But yet. V'chein kol dover shem vashtim b'chli chometz. So the Ramah continues. The same way with regards to fat, it would be true. Other things that you cooked in b'chli chometz, if you're yain v'vosha, if you cooked wine, omer kachas is some type of a mixture. The kedoma also in Pesach, it would be also in Pesach. I'll be up to Va'achra and Yesh Lahako, but on the last day of Yom Tov, you can be Mako. So that's talking about cooking. Then he talks about it gets mixed in. Let's say the Shavuot. Nundalik. But he had a Lahachma. So that's referring back to, we were talking about the Basar. Or the Gavino, or these type of things which you salted them before Pesach and you weren't careful, there shouldn't be any chametz in them. So the most of the minigas to be machmer. And now he's saying, but yeah, it's mutter. So what does that mean? It's a learner called the worm and mordim and behagosh and ogol hachmer who rak lechatkilo. These things which are machmer is lechatkilo. But yevid, the situation of but yevid, it's mutter. For example, shikar bishul is some. He cooked them already. I feel a belief hadachah b'shriya. We said if you soak the meat or wash off the meat, so then but yevid, then it's mutter. Well, you didn't do that. And the actual comment, you can't keep it till after Pesach, so you can't say, well, be machmer and leave it for after Pesach, because it won't last till after Pesach. The food won't last that long. So now what are we going to do? We're not going to be machmer. He didn't wash it up beforehand. He can't keep it till after Pesach. So ain la shlichem le'ibud. You don't have to throw them away. And what's the law for the Pesach? You ought to eat them.
Well, there's actually a
gear system. If they got mixed into something else, they were not asked in another food. Why is this Bini Eben Mutter? Kim Shurach Hashash Sveik Mashu Zrabona. There was one we're afraid that maybe there was some mixed into the salt, there was some chametz. Right now, if there was, we would assume that the amount was less than 1/60th. So it's Mashu. Mashu is also Zrabona. So you have a possibility of an Issa Zrabona. So Bini Eben, we're not going to ask you because you have a possibility of an Issa Zrabona. We don't know for sure there's anything there. We say maybe he didn't check, so we have to be careful. So, but yeah, we're not going to ask. Okay. Now, Miesh Shum Ashar Devar Chorif Betiv Chiyon. In this thing that you were, the food that you were making, there was garlic or something else which has a sharpness to it. Oysen afilo hatarubis b'pesach kechamis gomer b'mashu it will answer. Why shrei nechtach b'sachin shel chamis? Because now the problem is if a person used a chamis thick knife which had flavor of chametz in it, i.e. was used with a kirishin, was used with a hot chametz. So now it's absorbed the flavor. And now that flavor goes from the knife into the garlic or into the other dover chart. So that's considered real flavor of chametz in the food, and that's an issur mashu and chametz on Pesach. The filo hoya sakin mekunach, even if the sakin was clean, mekunach was wiped off and it's clean. So there's no actual intact chametz on it. And furthermore, ve'enu ben yomer, it has not been used with hot within 24 hours. Gam ken oser, the halacha of the davar chorif refreshes the flavor. So the flavor that it takes out of the knife, the chametz flavor it takes out of the knife, even though it's not a ben yomo, becomes as if it was a ben yomo. And now the flavor of the chametz, which is in the shum, is considered like a fresh, new chametz stick of flavor. Now, the Yesh Mavtirim behefsed Maruba Hataruba Shinitar Pachas Mashishim Mina Tivkiya Mayasaka Makunach Ben Abinyama. If you mix in garlic, cut with a chametz and a knife.
That's right, that's because we have a dog.
Which cut with a chametz and a knife, which is a clear reason. And then you mix that garlic into the tifchiyo, so you have tam of chametz in there. So that asid b'mashu in the food. Some people say people are makel a situation of hefsin merubah. They're makel. Now, why are they makel? The Gemara, when the Gemara gives the case of davar chorif, the Gemara gives an example called chilsis. Chilsis was some type of a herb or something like that, which had a very sharp, strong flavor to it. The Paiskim extended and extrapolated to other areas that it's lav dafka. But there is an opinion which says that even though we compare, let's say, garlic or other types of dvorim harifim to chilsis, and we feel that they're comparable, they're not. I don't know myself.
Here we are making a comparison to try to figure it out.
Right, so we know it's a sharp type of spice. But even if we say that we can going to compare other types of sharp flavors to chilsis, the parallel is not perfect. So the more gave, so that, so that is a machloekus in Yeridea that that one thing is we know the Dabrakarnav, even though there's no heat, normally a transfer of flavor which is absorbed in a kli, to transfer out of the kli, it needs heat. If I cut something cold, or if I put it with something which is not a Dabrakarnav, with a cold clean knife, even though the cold clean knife had absorbed trefa flavors in it through heat, but when if you cut it now it's cold, no flavor transfers from the knife into the food. If the food is a davar chorif, you say the combination of the davar chorif and the pressure of the cutting transfers flavor out. So it's one thing which a davar chorif does.
Is that any knife, by the way?
Doesn't make a difference.
Plastic knife.
We're talking about a knife which absorbed heat with heat, and of cut. Some of the flavor absorbed, it went in with it. Now, there's a second which the Rekorv does, is that it takes a flavor which is more than a day old, which is pogum, and it refreshes it. That second din, there's a choikis whether other items besides chilsis do that. That's explicitly Gemara that by chilsis learned with Azura, like Lama Tessim Bay, something like that. That chilsis refreshes flavor. And so, do we compare other Dvarim Harifim to chilsis? In regards to the first halacha, we do. Do we compare it in regards to the second halacha that it can refresh the flavor or not? So that's a choikis.
Chilsis again is something.
Very sharp type of response. I don't know what it is myself. I'm not sure that usually you tell me, yeah, it's still chilsis.
The issue is, do we say things that we have that are harif, do they get that deen?
Right, that's the shaila. So the person talk about other items which we compare. So the Mishnah Berurah brings two opinions on that. So over here he's saying in the case of Hefsa Maruba,
right, to say that.
So you're dealing with, it was a case of Pachal Mishishim, so you're dealing with an Isidra Bonon because it's Chomet HaMashu Isidra Bonon, and it's Mechloik over there whether it can make the flavors, whether Pogam is also a Pesach is a Mechloik, whether this is Mechadish and Tav makes it not Pogam is a Mechloik. The fact that it's a Mashu is a Durabonis, so in case it has a Merubba, we'll rely on the opinions that it's not Mechadish Tav and that Pogam is not a problem in Pesach and Vimad. Okay. Now, remember when we're Meshum Ubotzel Shabasai Chamul Yosef, a person made this meat mixture and he put garlic or onions into it, so it's all grounded. Okay.
What is it?
Well, Yosef was a filling. So it means you'd make a meat mixture. And that was the actual food. Okay. But shum, they used to do the following with garlic. Shechaitkin oisei dak dak. They chop it up very fine. Marvin has said a melat. They shemolchin by busser. Liyabesh. So they would take, they mix the garlic together with salt, and they would salt, put it onto the meat, not during the salting process to remove the blood, but they put salt on their liyabesh to dry out the meat. They put garlic together with the salt. They would do that. So the flavor of the garlic would be absorbed into the meat. So we're not dealing with the actual potential pieces of chametz mixed in.
Okay, so well,
you're just dealing with potential. There's the case before you have the actual piece of garlic which has tam chametz in it mixed, or potentially tam chametz in it mixed into your food. Here the garlic is on top, and then the tam moves from the garlic into the meat. So what are you going to say? That the tam of chametz which is in the garlic goes into the meat. That much will say soak it and wash it, and that'll remove any and that'll remove any issues. You wash up the shum. The flavor is both of a shishin. Like we said before, if you wash off the basar yavesh three times before Pesach, meaning it's needed. But that's also when you wash off before Pesach, so the flavor is not being absorbed in on Pesach. But on Pesach, you have to say that the flavor went absorbed in, and the flavor is absorbed in. So washing it off won't help. You'd have to remove that layer. There's no time of Pesach is a problem. Okay. Then he said, that's all talking about a case where we're dealing with salting with potentially some chametz mixed into the salt. And the amount which is mixed in is less than shishim. So it's a mashu, a potentially problematic mashu. But what about a case where you cooked the fat, you heated down the fat in the kli chametz? Over there is osim dinah, hano bachila, of hanoz mutter. So we'd said over here in the Ramah, if you melt down this fat in the kli chametz, it's going to be osir. Shabur says you can't eat that fat, but hanoah is mutter. Okay. If you want to sell it or something to the goy, you can do that. Now, we'll see why. Why by hanoah is mutter? We'll see as Mishabur goes along. So unless you're careful about the two following issues, Pirish, it's also unless you're careful about the two possible problems. If you're careful about these two issues, then it won't be us. What are the two issues? One is that b'shas asiyos mechametz. Make sure there's no chametz gets mixed in over here. Kashir Hashemun is Arab by Pirui Chametz. Maybe some little crumbs of chametz got mixed into the fat. So you have to be careful, make sure that doesn't happen. And if you weren't careful, it's awesome. I feel him here till the sun and Hashuman, I get a bag and Av, cut him a pass. You want to strain it. Kobokim is awesome. See, even though you do that, there's the second problem. Second problem is it absorbs chametz flavor from the kli. Mishum chashash shemo hoya hamachvas ben yoimoy mibuyas chametz. Well, it's only a problem to ask the shuman if the kli that you used to cook it in was ben yoimoy. We are concerned about that possibility that it might be a ben yoimoy. So secondly, you have to be careful about it to make sure they're not a ben yom. Shame ben yom. Maybe it's a clue which is a ben yom. Now, we have a general assumption in halacha. If we don't know whether the kli is a ben yom or not, we assume that it's not. We assume a kli is not a ben yom. But over here we say we you need to know definitively that it's not a ben yom. Means you can't assume that. Well, normally you're allowed to assume that. Teretz is it mishaber nuches. Shemin and Yomim. The Mishum Chumer the Chometz. The Yomim is Stam Kelim Enim Ben Yomim. Since we're dealing with Chometz, we're marking right Chometz. We don't rely on the fact that usually a Kli is not a Ben Yomim. So you have to have a definite knowledge that it's not a Ben Yomim. The Filu Omer Aksha. Even if he says now, later on, during Pesach, looking back, no, I'm sure it wasn't the problem. I'm sure it wasn't the ben yomer at the time it was used. I'm sure that nothing got mixed in. We require you to be careful about these 2 points as it's happening. You're afraid afterwards you think back. Why? Your mind plays tricks with you. See if you're careful, but just my son. If you say, listen, I was careful when it happened about X and Y. I was aware of X and Y and I was careful about it. Fine. If you tell me, no, I wasn't careful, but I'm sure it wasn't a problem. I remember the scenario. And I can picture my mind, and it was okay. We don't trust you. Why? Keep the base. Hatochas Hashum and Lohoya and the Shem Pesach. Since when you made it, you weren't doing it for Pesach. I mean, Milsa the Loy Rami Olay the Inish Lama Daite. So, something you don't, a person doesn't have a responsibility for. Many times, a person will not really be aware of. So things happen. You're not aware of them because it wasn't important to you. And now you say you can say with confidence. It didn't happen. It really did happen. See, if when you're preparing knowingly for Pesach, and you're saying, I'm being careful now. So, you're careful. And I tell you later on, I was careful because I was aware of some Pesach and I was careful. Trust me. You tell me, I didn't prepare for Pesach, but I'm sure there's nothing else there. I remember, I can picture it, there's nothing else there. You know, our mind's picture is not exactly the reality many times. Okay, and that's a rule in Shas. Let me say that. Okay. However, in Bishlo is so mitchila the same Pesach. If when you made it, you made it for Pesach. In a kli which is not a ben yom. So remember, he just said our chumra was we don't assume the kli is not a ben yom. But if you know it wasn't a ben yom, that's a different story. So when you made it, you made it in such a way that it's not a ben yom. Put the lach lobe pesach. You're allowed to eat it on pesach. However, one caveat: levach shiara or yisoy kadam pesach with the kli pesach. He cannot be sitting in the kli chometz and a ben yom on pesach. Kolzman, it's a liquid sitting over there. It's absorbing the flavor, and we're walking around on top pug, so it's kabbish in a kli and a ben yomoy. We're walking around pug of the chapil on pesach, so you can't have it sitting in the kli. Kamokim, the chachila and the hasit ashur and mekli chametz. Can you do it? Shu and a ben yomoy. It's still someone if he did it. But the chachila is not the right way to do it. And the correct way to do it would be to do it not in the three comments to start with. Okay.
This whole area is covered in stuff.
So now, remember, so it's just, she's saying in the case of the Bidi Eved, the case, it was cooked in a, don't cook it in a clear, which is even an Edabinyom. If you did cook it in a clear Edabinyom, and that was definite, pour it into another kli and you can use it a basin. If you didn't pour it to another kli and it was sitting in a kli chametz which ain't been known by on Pesach, so the Sharetzion over here says it has to brew by your mate. Okay. If you're not sure if it was Eina Ben Yoimoy, so we're machmer that you can't use it. And that's what the Mishabur said before. The case of the Saka, which is Eina Ben Yoimoy, no, that's what he said before. The Hanot Mutter, or it's this Chumah that we're Machter. And we say, even though normally there's a rule in Shas that it's Stam Kedem and Abin Yoimun, the Pesach we're Machter, you have to know that definitively it's not enough to say Stam. That's the Gabi Yisra Achil. The Gabi Yisra Hanot, you're allowed to assume that Stam Kedem and Abin Yoimun is not going to be Yosef Bahamun.
Even on Pesach.
Even a pace. And that's why the Rebbe Mishabur said before, and Nun Hey, Bahadur's book. Then the Mishabur said that there's a lot of cooking fat, rendering the fat, it's not limited to the cooking of the fat, applies to other things you cook in a Kli Chometz. Fantastic. Hey, called Dover. Let's learn. I feel a nasa with a cold cut on my pass, even though everything is done before Pesach. We call dinner this to the Elbe sitting in Shuman. So we say to you that you need to know no chometz. You need to process it, knowing you're going to use it on Pesach, knowingly that no chometz is mixed in, and knowing that the cleave is not a ben yomer. Pouring it out from the Eina Ben Yoimoy to a Pesach of Kli before Pesach, so then it'd be mutter. If you didn't know, you can't go back and say, no, I remember it was okay. We don't rely on that. So he gave an example of a Yain Mavushal or Merkachas. So Merkachas was like a literally Merkachas didn't mean anything which you mix together. It was used with some type of a jelly. Or jelly like the thing they used to cook. So the Mishabur Sam with Merkachas, because he named me the Riataz Mashma the Merkachas. Came in Shahu Dabri Kiyua Vakhariv. It has a sourness to it, or a sharpness to it. Over there, I feel it be a duish loya a kli ben yoimoy mepliyas chametz aser. Once it has a sharpness to it, even if you were convinced. Now, if you were careful, but at the time of making it, make sure it's not a ben yoimoy. Doesn't help. Mishum the churfei mashalei in the shabbach, its sharpness makes it turns around and makes it a positive flavor. Well, can I feel it be yom tov achron is also. And therefore, even yom tov achron, it's going to be us. I will come out right and see go a lot. The Sharetzion brings a little list. If you've got it, you're kind of emotional. I feel like Rekhavos, whom the word Mecharif is going to slide, even if it's radishes in there, you can't get one. Even if a Tadlan is something, the Rash, both are fire. But they would, this mixture of, and all the recipe exactly, but apparently there was honey in it, and there was other foods in it, and they'd mix it together, and they would cook it, they would fry it in the honey. So the frying with the honey weakens the sharpness.
Why is he getting involved in three walls? I thought we cared about three walls.
So that weakens the sharpness to the point that it's not going to be able to refresh the flavor. It's just interesting. We pass the mushroom by onions. Onions which have been fried in oil lose their sharpness. They don't have to be done with parfait. So theoretically, the person comes to me and she says that, you know, by mistake, she is frying some onions in her fleshika pan, and she took a milfka spoon, which is not a big wine way, to stir it. Well, it's hot, so it takes any flavor out. It's not a big wine way, so it's not going to ask her. Well, but it's onions. Well, it depends. I don't know when in the cooking process did she if it was, as soon as she put the onions, she started stirring it before any chance to weaken the flavor of the onions. So it's gonna be a problem. If you tell me that you put it in, it's ready sitting there for a few minutes, so it's gonna weaken the flavor of the onions. So I said, okay, so it's not a problem. Enjoy your onions. You still might have to kosher the spoon, but you can enjoy your onions. Well, depending on the case. So you said the same over here, you fried it in honey, so it takes away the sharpness. So remember now, the Mechaber says only once if a person has a positive knowledge that there's no kabbalah that's mixed in, and a positive knowledge that the Kli is using without a minyan.
At the end of the day,
fry.
Your
mukwe
that's
awesome.
Your three-sided
mukwe. Because I'm going to mean, there, but many oisim mukwe levashim or kachas mikalim when they make this thing, they process this food stuff. They always did it. There's a set designated kli for it. Gam kaf yuchad lenarbe. There's a set spoon to stir it. Habi Kerber Burley, that's the equivalent of saying I'm definite about it, because this is the standard way of doing it, and therefore we can assume that's how he did it.
Okay.
So he said, if you're making it for Pesach, obviously you've been careful about this thing, so we assume you do it right. If you're making it stop, you can't assume you do it right. You can't come back now and say, I'm sure I did it okay. That's not good enough. But the Mishas HaTocha, the Chabon HaTocha, Mishil Eitz Adover, the Hatikha B'Kli Chodesh Dafka, he has some reason, not a cautious reason, he has some reason, but naturally, whatever it is, he feels it's better to do it using brand new clear. That's what he did. Absolutely, Hatikha the Shem Pesach, even though you did not do it for Pesach, he can say definitively, I used a new plea because I had a specific reason why I needed to use a new plea. So we're not worried. Well, maybe there's any absorption because it was a new plea. I can't come after and say, hurriedly, I haven't said I did it for Pesach. But for this, it'll work.
We don't even care about the fourth side.
I'm not saying that. 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 I'm
the Gemara is doing.
So what do we do? A reading based stam can't let him in a yom. The shari sur. Remember, mikra at the end of the shmimut. It's only also because it's the chum of our mach from Pesach not to rely on the rule we have in Shas that we can that stam can't let him in a yom. So we're not going to rely on that. It's a chum of the isra of chum. So that's a Pesach. We deal with it like it's an isra, but it's not more chum than any other isra. Which stam can't let him in a yom. I didn't see any crumbs. Well, but maybe there were crumbs. That's a big chumrah. So for Pesach, when it's a chiyuv karis for machmir, last day Pesach, it's a drabonon, we're not going to be machmir on that. We do it like, it's not more common than other isurim, where we're not machmir, we're worried about these possibilities. This is all saying I'm going to rely on the general rule. We're not b'nei yoyim, but if you know that it is. So I can make on the last day Pesach. Yes, the Hakel. How do we not say called Karam Pesach? Don't tell me you made it for Pesach. Oh, well, it has to be made it on Pesach. Oh, if you made it on Pesach, I feel if you do a Shana Ben Yoyma, person on Pesach used a Chomet Sticker, Ena Ben Yoyma Kli. Also, Lachol after Yom Tovach. Even Yom Tovach, the last day of Pesach, you can't eat it. You're Ruchat, Mesim, and Tovach, Samazayan, Mesim, Yud, Betaz, Mechakyakim, Ayin, Shah.
So now there's
let the Shabbos
eat a
lechem
derubah.
So it's a nusach tam lefgam. Because it's not a binyan, right? You're making a favor, making something in it. So it's a binyan. It's a binyan. It's a nusach tam lefgam. The seventh gam, we're not machmir. You must destroy it. You can't eat it. If you made it on Pesach, it's also. So you can make a on that day. And we high time, so therefore that's why Yesh Mikilnishes Boy made the Vasha Koloshana. The last day of Pesach, they use the regular honey drink from the whole year, which maybe some Perichamas got into, like, we're not questioning that the last day of Pesach. Maybe the Kli was a Benyam, we're not worried about that the last day of Pesach. Okay. Yes, the Sabbath Shema Yichmitzu Mishimei Shechet. I want you to know if there's any reason to believe that their honey drink med was a fermented drink. Well, what was the fermentation? What fermented it? Well, sometimes they would take the shmorim, the sediments from the beer, which is made out of barley, and use that to ferment the honey drink. Well, if that's even a possibility, now you're talking about the mamish bona fide vomits mixed into your drink. You can't drink that. I never seen him tough in base. Sif cotton cafe, gosh, himself, the museum. That if you fermented the made the bash with the sediments of the shaker, there it's also even if you had shish.
Right, meaning
Chazal
or Mach.
Yeah.
Yeah, means
your
race, it's still
Rosh Hashanah. Now, we're saying it's a possibility. You know, if that was a normal thing to do in this neighborhood, it's a possibility. Nobody does it around here. I don't know that I did it. Maybe it happened. Then I'm not going to the question.
Not hearing that was just Rosh.
Okay. If you made it in the containers which you the big containers which you cook the whiskey in, Now that's awesome. Look out. So that's definitely the flavor of that's chomish mamish. So you cook and then you cook now the honey drink in the same pot, so it absorbs that flavor. Even if you use it for other things in between, multiple items in between, it doesn't help us to loss. So the story is clean out of any item. So why is it? Why we say it's also it's cooked before Pesach. An item in your mind. As long as you pour it out of that thing before Pesach into another clay, you're fine.
You would not be able to hear.
So why are we? I tell you that it's so. Well, whiskey is a little bit of a record. It has a sharpness to it.
As far as Shabbos goes,
so as much as it absorbs that flavor, that flavor is not going to get stale. The same with Deborah Carter makes other things, flavors which are stale, fresh. So Deborah Carter doesn't become stale to start with. So we're not going to be worried about, we can't assume that the whiskey, which was absorbed in the walls, is going to be a stale flavor.
Right. Then we said that at the end of the day, you qualify for the pricing, and then you get this.
How you kosher this pot which you made whiskey in? You want to use it for Pesach? So chabez a beer alocha do maskel uves chalusis. And over there also the beer alocha. Okay.
Which case you're referring to?
I think it was
the case over here was like I made my food, whatever we're dealing with over here, before Pesach. And when I made it, I wasn't making it with Pesach in mind. And therefore, I wasn't necessarily careful to make sure no little crumbs of chametz fell out. I also wasn't careful to make sure to use a kli which is not a binyan.
Okay, so back then, so it still affects you.
So now, the whole Pesach, I have to be machmir and say, I can't eat this food. Because maybe a crumb of chametz fell out. Or maybe the kli which was made was not a binyan. I come to the last day of Pesach and say, what do you mean? What do you mean so from? We have a klal and shas. Stop kelim and apnei yomim. So probably the kli wasn't the ben yomim. So the gabi pays we're mad. We say I don't rely on that klal, and I say this. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't the ben yomim, but not unless they pay some. But it's all referencing back to the that which you cooked it before Pesach.
Got it.
Well, that he said explicitly in time of Beis, it's all talking about if it's made before Pesach. But if a Pesach, I feel it, even, you know, even though you know the Kli's not a Ben Yarmo,
oh, and by the way,
if you made it on Pesach, it's osur, and you can't even eat it on the last day of Pesach.
Oh, so
if the flavor went in on Pesach, unless the Talmud Gam was also on Pesach, it goes in. It's unless the Talmud Gam on Pesach. So then I can't eat it even on the last day, I can't eat it like this. That was what he said in Simon Bay. I want to show you So that's referring back to the Tal said, the Rekakas is a shadow sharpness to it. Even though you know for sure the food is not a Binyan, but it's still going to be us. Many of them argue with him because since you fry it in honey, it loses its sharpness. So he quotes the Acharim who argue with the Taz of the Pergadim and Karchayim and Kevavisha. Skipping the brackets and the Chayonim. Okay, and the Chayonim, Kazim, if you have it. The Fimin Ogenu, Shavash, Tila, the Worm, Acharim, and Imayim. They first cook the sharp items, whatever they are over there, in this merkachas, the radish, whatever it is, with water. They pour out the water. Then they cook it in honey. The mayim ain't no mamtek. Water doesn't soften its strengthness.
I think they overlap a little bit, but
I can't show. That's the chayyim said. Church says the gamzel in here. I think it's wrong. Okay, why do I think it's wrong? The rule is that a double recorder, number one, to get the chumrah of a double recorder, let's say in regards to cooking issues, not the cutting issues. But if I cook a double recorder, in a pot, it has the chumrah of a double recorder. There's no heter and a binyamai, etc. But that's what defines the recorder. So if I have a drop of vinegar in a gigantic pot, there's the recorder there. So the rule is it goes based on kuloi aruba. If the majority of this is a double recorder, he gets it in the double recorder. If the majority is not a double recorder, we define that the foodstuff is a non recorder, and therefore ain't a binyan. It's not us. Then he takes a step further. Before Yosef, the Torah's got this klal samachal. Even as Yaakov showed, the hechad the ikur b'kader roiv mimayim, shor dorm she'en charifim mevadim kerach charifus. So the cooking process in water does break the power. So you're saying cooking water doesn't take away the power of the davar chorim. So you should know it's explicit in the Sefer Michlas Yaakov that's not so. It does break the Kharifas. So the Chayotah is being machmer, can I get a shach? So as he's pointing out, that's not a problem. Okay. Then pay olive. Then he said, in the case where you knew that you made it into a kli, which is a binyan, you knew that you made it a kli, which is a binyan, right? So the flavor went into the food as a from a kli, which is a binyan, right? You can't eat it in the last day of Pesach. So pay out. He says, who's that? El Yeraba, Pimagon, and Machayon. So why don't you say it's mutar, not pranat? So what's not pranat? Not pranat is what stands for this time for this time. So the flavor goes. The Gemara says the following. The Gemara says you have flavor which goes. You cook the milk into the pot. So the flavor went from the milk into the pot. Then you take, pour that out, clean it out. So there's no milk in the pot. Then you cook fish in the pot.
Within 24 hours?
Within 24 hours. So now the flavor went from the milk into the pot, and from the pot into the fish. Just called it. It was a nice and time. There's an act of putting flavor from the milk into the pot. There's an act of putting flavor from the pot into the fish. It's called a nice and time, partners and time.
What does it mean into the pot? I mean, the milk is absorbed in the pot.
It means there's a certain amount of flavor which went from the milk absorbed into the pot.
I see.
That's called it. You mean there's a sinus time into the walls of the pot.
Okay.
Now there's a sinus time from the pot into the fish. So that flavor of milk in there is a weak flavor. So if I take that and then I go put it on a flesh of the thing, it's not a written document problem. Because you can't say the flavor, this weakened flavor of milkix will then go and put milk of flavor into the meat. It's too weak to do that. That's after not by not. So over here, look, you have a situation where not by not. The chametz went into the kli, and then the flavor of the kli, the chametz took the flavor of the kli, went from there into the meat dvash. So the chametz is mutar's not by not, which is a weak of the flavor. Teretz is no. Mitamar not by not ain lahatir. Mishum the chametz shmoyolov, v'avi cannot by not the isur. The heter of not bernat is only by bosom b'cholov, because there's nothing wrong with the flavor of milk. It's so the flavor of milk went into the pot. The flavor pot went into the food, and now you want to take this food and create an iser bosom b'cholov with the meat which is there. So I want to take this weakened flavor and generate an iser. It doesn't do it. If it goes in, there's a case where I had trefa bleas going into the pot, and then a trefa bleas coming out of the pot into the food, it's an opera not. Yeah, but it already went in as iser. So once it went in as iser, it has the power to iser. That's a flavor. There's a flavor of iser. You're in your wall. I got to worry about it. So by milk, milk isn't an iser.
It's only when it combines with meat.
It's only combines with the meat. So what's generating now the iser bosom b'cholov? This weakened flavor is generating the iser. That it can't do. So chametz, even though it's not an iser because it's not usur,
but it is on this.
But it's chametz already. So I don't have to generate a new status. So what's a weakened flavor? No, it's not. It's chametz. I chametz not usur for Pesach. That's true. But I'm not generating a new. I'm not trying to create a new reality called bosom b'cholov with a weakened flavor. I'm taking the flavor of chametz, which is in the wall, and now it's in the food. So it's chametz. So it never weakened down a layer.
By the way, this is not you can't apply bakal l'shishim in this case.
Usually, unless you know how much is absorbed, you can't rely on Bittul Mishishim, because we assume that the contents of a pot are not 60 times the amount of the walls of the pot. So you don't know how much was absorbed into the walls. You have to assume it was absorbed totally. So as much as there was total absorption in the walls, you don't know 60 times in the contents.
Even if you assume the entire volume of the wall and did a calculation.
So if you know how much went in, I know I cooked a teaspoon of chametz in there, so I know how much I went in. So right now I have something which is more than 60 teaspoons, I'm fine. But over here was all dealing with chashashas.
Yeah.
So we don't know. If we're being mocked by the chashashas, what we're worried about is there was a belief he cooked oatmeal in the pot. So there's absorption of.
So it has nothing to do with the volume of the wall of the pot. It's how much the volume of the.
So once we assume that the walls are full, we assume in halacha that the very very rarely will the contents of a pot be 60 times the volume of the wall. Unless you have a very large pot with a very thin wall. So you're not going to have 60 times the new cooking against the bleed.
I wonder if people have done the calculation.